Kurt Weiland has spent an entire career in the military and, along with his business experience, believes he has the leadership skills to take on Rob Bishop in the 2018 midterm election.
I served as an assistant professor at the United States Military Academy at West Point. We taught cadets how to lead, how to think, how to communicate. I retired from the Army in 1990 and came to Utah. For 22 years now, I've led a training company that goes around the world and teaches corporations and executives and people how to lead, how to think, and how to communicate.
Weiland doesn't live within the 1st Congressional District boundaries, but he says he has ties that go back generations, as well as a practical understanding of the importance of Hill Air Force Base to the culture and economy of northern Utah.
Until the last gerrymandering, we were part of the 1st District. We have ancestors who settled in Summit County. We have a great, I think it's three greats, great-great-great-grandfather who was the first settler in Camas. We have uncles who worked in the mines in Park City. My mother-in-law and brother-in-law and sister-in-law live in Ogden. One of the economic centers of the 1st District is Hill Air Force Base. I spent 23 years in the military. I jumped out of the airplanes that Hill Air Force Base repairs and maintains. I can provide a link to those folks and represent them and the workers at Hill.
He disputes that Rob Bishop has influenced keeping Hill Air Force Base open because there are mechanisms that eliminate political influence when it comes to base closures. Weiland says Bishop is out of touch with his constituents.
My concern with Rob Bishop is that he has been there that long. The people that I've talked to have said that he is out of touch, that he does not come back to Utah enough. Even when he does come, his press conferences take no questions. Even when his town halls do take questions, they answer the softball questions first. I met with a fellow yesterday who told me on two occasions had told him that in meetings with Rob Bishop in his Washington office, Rob Bishop had fallen asleep.
Weiland says he would hold monthly town halls and respond to every phone call. Even with Bishop's nearly $500,000 war chest, he thinks a Democrat could beat him.
We are living in a brand new time. The events of the last 18 months have changed the political landscape. People are more engaged now. The Me Too effort, the gun reform effort, all of that has brought people into the discussion who have not been there before. And people are angry and they want change. Rob Bishop has voted with the Trump administration 95% of the time.
He thinks public lands should remain in federal control, especially with the Utah legislature consisting of so many developers. Weiland believes that the U.S. borders need to be secured, but he doesn't think that means a wall should be built.
Walls don't work. They didn't work in China. They didn't work in Berlin. They won't work on the southern border of the United States. We need secure borders, if for no other reason than to prevent little kids from dying in the Sonoran Desert. I think the best approach would be to secure the borders and have immigrants met at the border by the Border Patrol who say, welcome to the United States. Let's take you to a shelter. Let's get you some food and water. And let's examine your claims for entry into the United States.
For those undocumented immigrants, Weiland wants to see a path to citizenship and the ability to obtain work permits. He says he supports the military but has concerns with how lawmakers don't fund what is truly needed.
I believe that the procurement process is horribly, horribly flawed. Congress has given the military weapons and vehicles that it did not want in the first place, only to profit contractors and builders in home districts.
That's Democratic candidate Kurt Weiland. He's running for U.S. House District 1. The primary election is June 26th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.